Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Daniel McCartney, Director of Human Nutrition and Dietetics at TU in Dublin, is on the line, fresh from appearing in front of a health committee. How are you doing, Daniel?
Very well, Ray. Thank you.
So, was it the COVID committee or a health committee, a general health committee?
No, it was the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Health.
Right, OK. And you were there to tell them about the research that suggests or proves that we should all be taking extra vitamin D to help us in our fight against COVID-19.
Yeah, indeed, Ray. There's a wealth of research now that suggests beneficial effects of vitamin D against COVID-19. We have a lot of background literature that shows us very clearly that people that take vitamin D supplements are less likely to get respiratory infections in general. And over the last number of months, we've seen data accumulate from a range of different types of studies. So we have some laboratory studies. We have some population studies where we see lower levels of COVID-19 mortality and infection in places that are near the equator. And as you go away from the equator, we see higher levels. And then over the last number of months, really since summertime, we see hospital studies where people that are more replete in vitamin D and that have better levels seem to do better in terms of their clinical outcome. And just over the last really 6 months, there are some intervention studies where people given vitamin D supplements during their admission, again, seem to do better than their peers who don't get these supplements.
Okay. So we live in Northern Europe, a good bit away from the equator, and from around October to March, April, we don't see a lot of the sun, and that's what helps us with our vitamin D. So how do we fare then when you measure vitamin D?
Very poorly.
Right.
Unfortunately, there is very widespread deficiency of vitamin D across the population. So one of the fallacies that we have is that this is a problem that only affects older people. And that isn't actually the case. We certainly see higher rates of vitamin D deficiency in older people. We see higher rates in our BAME communities. We see higher rates in people that are overweight or obese. But actually, even when we look at our younger adults, we see there's a very high prevalence of vitamin D deficiency. At least 50% of the adult population are deficient at this time of year. As you say, sunlight is a major factor. It's the major source of vitamin D. So it's been a long time since any of us have seen proper sunlight. And even at this time of year, when it is sunny, the sun comes in at the wrong angle for us to make this vitamin D in our skin.
Okay. So if you met some guy in a pub and you had 30 seconds of his attention, what would you tell him? How does vitamin D work in the body?
It works essentially by priming your immune systems not only to deal with viruses that it encounters, so it makes it less likely that you become infected with these viruses. But other than that, if you do become infected, it's likely to make your response, your inflammatory response to those infections, less severe. And ultimately, it can be those very severe inflammatory responses that cause people to die or have very bad effects with COVID-19.
Okay.
So it protects against infection and also protects against the worst effects.
Effects of an infection. And so the brilliant thing is that it's available in supermarkets. I've been telling people for the last 4 or 5 years about vitamin D. I take it every year.
Indeed.
I'm sort of bored listening to myself. And I'm afraid to say that I haven't been sick in 4 years in case I get, you know, knocked over. Yes, I jinxed it. So I'm going to touch the wood there. But it's what? It's £8 or something like that for a box of
Indeed.
Vitamin
D. I mean, it's cheap. It's available. It's very safe.
Yeah.
And
so what was your message to the government then? What do you want the government to do?
Well, we would like a directive from the Department of Health and from NPHET that vitamin D supplementation at 20 to 25 micrograms per day, so that's 800 to 1,000 international units, that's the type of level of supplementation dose that can actually have a good effect in terms of your immunological status and your defence against viruses. So that's what we need to...
And how do people know if they don't have enough vitamin D in their system?
Yeah, you wouldn't know if you had enough vitamin D necessarily, or if you were deficient. You can find that out on a blood test, but there is a huge prevalence of deficiency at this time of year.
At least 50%
of adults.
In this country, because of where we are geographically. Yeah.
Exactly. And because of the low supply that's in food, so people sometimes think that they can get enough from food alone, that they don't need to supplement. That is not the case in relation to vitamin D.
Final question, any negative side effects from taking vitamin D at that dose level?
No, there is wide sort of consensus here from these advisory groups, like the European Food Safety Authority, that supplementation at levels up to 100 micrograms per day is safe for the entire population, the adult population. If you have been advised to be careful about vitamin D supplementation by your doctor, you need to heed that advice. But for other people, doses certainly at the 20 to 25 micrograms that we would recommend are perfectly safe.
Okay. Dr. Daniel McCartney from TU in Dublin, thanks so much for taking our call today.